Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 4:30 today, we're going to speak with Jessica Jinsky, Program Service Manager with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to talking with Jessica in just a little bit. Right now, our good friend, Promise Bakken, Marketing and Communication Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, good to see you. How you been?
Good. Good to see you, too.
Good to have you here. Good to talk about our friends at the Chamber. You guys are in such a busy time of year. I'm surprised you had time to talk to me. You got a lot going on, Promise. Let's jump right into some upcoming networking events.
Yeah, our next networking event is our Women in Business Luncheon. This one is going to be sponsored by Mid-State Technical College, Enbridge, Marshfield Clinic, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Security Health Plan, Domtar, and NRG Media. Whew, it's a mouthful.
It is, yeah.
This one's pretty popular. It fills up pretty fast. It's on November 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., located right there at Mid-State Technical College. Registration is now open. It comes with lunch. It's $35 for members, $45 for non-members, and then we did open it up this year for the Mid-State Technical College students for $25. We're going to have a great keynote speaker, Dr. Shelley Mondike. She is the president of Mid-State Technical College, and she'll be discussing, how to lead with purpose and passion and, empowering your voice in the process of which. There's going to be door prizes and a lot of fun things to do there and a lot of cool people to meet and network. Registration does close on November 5th, and we are filling up quite fast here. So if that's something that, you're interested in attending, I would highly recommend getting that registration in sooner than later. If you need more information, you can visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call at 715-423-1830.
It was, I want to say maybe a week ago or something. My mom came up to me and she likes to show me events and different things going on in town in case I don't see them and I can talk about them on the air. Mm-hmm. And she was very, very excited. And she was almost chomping at the bit to talk about this. And she brought up this event. Yeah. And my mother is a proud feminist, former hippie, as her words. Oh. and one of the things that she raised her kids and talked so endlessly about is the more and more opportunities in society for women to supporting women and how we just don't have enough of those. Mm-hmm. Things have gotten a little better with that in society, but we still got work to do on that front. Events like this are that much more important. Yes. Certainly the connecting, the business networking you can do, that you just can't do at just any event. An event like this, it really is tailored for that. You're going to be able to have organic conversations with people you might not have otherwise.
Right.
But just the act of it, just even having this event is already a win for our community. And giving, and not for nothing here, but certainly it's important for the women that are going to be able to attend this and currently do something. But for every woman that's attending, and I'm also thinking about the daughters at home or the young ladies out there seeing mom or seeing somebody going to this event and seeing women supporting women and more of that. Yeah. If you're not a woman out there and you're like, why are you talking about? Well, I don't care about this or whatever. I bet you care about your taxes. I bet you care about your economy. Women are a huge, gigantic part of this. And having them more in the know, being able to connect more, being able to network more, it only betters our society, betters our community, and betters our economy. There is nothing but positives to an event like this. Yeah. And I want to encourage businesses out there to get your employees a part of this as well. It's a great PR move. It's a great move as far as networking and maybe meeting and having some conversations you would not have, your employees would not have otherwise. But again, an opportunity for people to support each other. And I think that's an important part of this.
Yeah. And I would like to add too, you don't necessarily have to be just a woman to attend. There is a lot of men that, they collab and work with other, women that are leaders in our area. So just to kind of show up and support women and, then maybe you'll learn some tips and tricks on how women function in the workplace.
I speaking for all men, we could use every help we can get. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And again, Promise, just to remind everybody, registration is coming up for this one. You want to get in your registration soon. Yep. November 5th, is that I see?
Yep. November 5th, it closes. And then if you need to register, it's on our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
got an upcoming workforce program and some other events coming up too, I promise.
Yeah, so we have our network exchange for HR professionals coming up on November 13th. That one is from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. out at the Sand Valley Golf Resort. We're going to meet in the gallery restaurant. The speaker for that day is Janine Beck Hafner. She's the she's going to be talking about effective organization consulting and how building blocks of success for leaders. So, you know, if you're in an HR role or a business owner or a supervisor in your company, this would be great for you to attend. You can, you know, talk about those HR related subjects and kind of get an idea of what other people in the area are doing with some of those issues. And it's really helpful too, especially if you don't have a massive HR department to handle all these, you know, the variety of work that comes along with an HR role.
Yeah, we're thinking the same thing here. Yeah. I saw this and I'm like, man, what a great idea. You talk about one of the more growing aspects of our business world and more important aspects of our business world. But at the same time, there's not a ton of that out there. There's not a lot of resources for that. And like a lot of things in life, you can listen to others and get good information from other people. But to talk to people that are actually doing the job and really know what it's like to go through what you're going through or doing what you're doing, I would imagine that every HR representative in the area would be benefited by attending an event like this.
So this one is free for members, and registration closes on November 6th. So again, you can register online at our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
I would like to note for a second too, just going back to the Women in Business Luncheon and to this event, you guys do such a great job of these speakers and bringing in such great talkers. I look into these people and if I don't know them already, and both of these individuals, Dr. Shelley and Janine here, great speakers, really charismatic, really good talkers, and really know their stuff. That's going to be fun. That's a fun part of this too. Upcoming community events. Got a lot of those coming up, I promise. So we'll take a deep breath and we'll dive right into these. We'll dive right in.
Well, it's that time of the year where, you know, holidays are approaching, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve. So we do have a lot of upcoming community events. Our first one here is Small Business Showcase. It starts November 30th and, you know, ends December 13th. So what this is basically it's a passport promotion that encourages, you know, the community members to visit local businesses. So the intention of the program is to create traffic to your business. So if you want to participate in this program, give us a call or, you know, email us. To participate, it's only $50 plus a raffle basket, because then at the end, when people turn in their passports, they get entered in to win a raffle basket. So we see a lot of traffic with this one, especially since it starts right after Black Friday. I mean, that's a really good week to start.
Perfectly timed. Yeah.
So registration for this one closes November 1st, and we do have limited spacing available. I think we're going to do, I think it's like 40.
Is it about? It sounds right.
45.
Yeah.
Participants for this one?
Not a lot of spaces, that's
right,
for sure.
Right,
we got a lot more businesses than that in town. Yeah. You want to be a part of this one.
Yeah.
This is one of the more popular things you guys do. It has been for years.
Yeah.
I want to say it was in the beginning of summer, I had somebody ask, hey, have you heard if they're going to do that again this year? I'm like, and while I had not heard from you guys, I was like, yeah, I feel pretty confident they're going to do it again. This is a popular one. It's a fun one. And I love these events that the Chamber does that really are a combination of a number of things. Certainly buying local, supporting local, and promoting local businesses, number one, right at the top of the list. But I hear almost every year from people, oh, I didn't know this was in town, or I didn't know we had this. Yeah. And because a business was on this here sheet, you run into this business. Or even, and not even that, sometimes it's a business next door or something. Yeah. The conversations that people have and the people they run into that they haven't seen in a while or something like that, it really is one of those events that kind of brings people out of the house sometimes and really gets the community involved. And that foot traffic is so, there's no marketing team out there that can necessarily tell you this exactly causes this. But this is one of those events that it really does create foot traffic for your business.
Yeah. And there's, I don't know how many moms and daughters, you know, get together for Black Friday shopping that get excited to grab this passport and, you know, make a whole day out of it. And we did extend it for a couple additional days so that, you know, shoppers had more time to hit the multiple stores that'll be participating. So I'm excited.
And to you businesses out there, it's one of the bigger, like, if I could put this bluntly, bang for your buck that you can get. Yeah. Where for that money, you can't put a price on the kind of PR that you get. Not only supporting your community, like it's always good to do with the chamber, you're mm-hmm. able to do that. Very similar to being a chamber member. Right. Just that alone shows your community that you're supporting local. But the idea of being able to be a part of an event like this, too, means something.
Yeah.
And like, hey, it matters. To me, I don't know for certain, and you don't. I'm not asking details, but I'm almost positive that there are certain businesses that every year they're like, we're budgeting for this. We're going to be on that.
Yeah,
it's just a smart move, and it's a fun event. And looking forward to this one, and looking forward to this all getting going too, and everything. So, is there a registration date that people have to get these in by?
So participants, if you're going to put a little square on the passport, registration closes November 1st for those that want to be on the passport.
Mm-hmm. Rekindle the Spirit, another one of our favorite events coming up.
Yeah, so Rekindle the Spirit. This one is, we got some nifty stuff going on. I'm super excited about this one. I can't release the information yet. We're gonna ramp this one up this year.
You guys can't see the Cheshire Cat smile on Promise's face. Like, she knows some stuff she's not telling us, but it sounds exciting. It looks exciting. That's cool.
Yeah. So we have a few like minor details to hammer out on this like plan that we have, but it's gonna be exciting. You're not gonna want to miss it. It's on November 27th. It starts at 5:45 p.m. West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. And then there's also Santa visits after the parade at Hotel Mead. So anybody that wants to participate can, or that wants to be in the parade can stop by the chamber and, you know, register for that, or they can, you know, send us a registration online at www.WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And so I'm pretty excited because this one is like growing massively compared to what it was, you know, when I first started at the mm-hmm. chamber 3 years ago. I've seen more and more participants in the parade throughout the year and more people coming out to watch this. But then this year, we have a little surprise for everybody, so I'm super excited.
Well, and she's dying to tell us too. I can't wait until the next day you come in. Yeah. You might have those details worked out by then. And looking forward to it too. And look forward to this event like everybody in the community does. I love this event. It brings us out. We get together. We enjoy it. It's something that really is, okay, now it's go time for Christmas. It really is. Yeah. It's one of those signs of that. You get Santa every year. Well done by you guys. It's a hard get. Yeah. We've been trying to get him on the midday show here for years and just no luck. You guys do a great job with that. And while we don't know maybe some of the details yet, we know this is going to be a fun one. We know we're going to mark our calendars for November 27th. That's going to be fun.
Yes, definitely.
Nacoosa Holiday Parade and Fireworks. Few people do Christmas better than Nacoosa. A shout out to Nacoosa. Love Nacoosa. And they have a lot of fun with this one. The fireworks part of this is a real fun aspect too.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Nacoosa really knows how to do Christmas well over there. I just love going down their street sometimes. Yeah, it's just so decorated. Yeah. But yeah, so the Nacoosa Holiday Parade and Fireworks is on December 7th this year. It starts at 5:15 p.m. in Nacoosa. You know, we'll have the fireworks afterwards by the river. For this one, registration is now open for parade entries. It's 35 for members and 45 for non-members. And then we also have sponsorships open. Well, for both of them, for both Rekindle and Nacoosa Holiday Parade. I'm so excited because I know this one is growing as well. And working with Nacoosa has always been like a really great time. I really love working with Nacoosa. I'm super excited. Also, Santa's gonna be there too. Nice. But he'll be at the end of the float, and then afterwards we'll all head down to the river and watch the fireworks display.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I get that excitement about Nacoosa. Not only got some of the better people you're going to meet working down there and over there. We say hi, shout out to Heather Sayers and so many other people that work so hard over there. But it's nice to see, and I don't know, I've only been in the area the last half of my life here and everything. But one thing that I've noticed in the 20-some years I've been here is the way that this community has grown together.
Yeah.
And where we have rivalries with our high school team. teams and stuff like that. Yeah. But as far as like rooting for each other or looking out for each other, whether it is Nakusa or Port Edwards or Rapids here, all of our local kind of communities, you know, having this understanding that we get by together, like we're stronger together. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the rise of the Rekindle the Spirit event and everything. I think part of that and part of this, what I'm talking about right now, is really some of the aftermath of the pandemic and us realizing how much better we are and looking around the country and seeing some communities that were not as close as ours is and how that reacted. Similar with the Rekindle the Spirit, we wanted to get out and about. We missed doing that kind of thing. Yeah. I don't think that's been lost on a lot of people, that being able to do this kind of stuff, it still means a lot and means more than it ever has before, I think. And not for nothing, really good time. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, how many events do you know, Christmas events, do you know that have fireworks at the end of it? That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. And fireworks at night, it's a whole different thing. That's a lot of fun. Go ahead, Princess.
Oh, I did want to mention, too, that anybody that's interested in being in the Rekindle the Spirit Parade and you just don't want to take your float apart, you know, Nakusa Holiday Parade and fireworks is a week later and...
it's a great idea. Yeah. I didn't think of that. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, especially the people work so hard on those floats and everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a little bit like, you get your use out of it. If you can get an extra use out of it, that's worth your time and everything. That's a really good note. Again, if people want to register for that one, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Just wrapping up with a couple of other news and notes here, Promise. Where's our October Member of the Month taking us?
Our member of the month for October is David Farnborough. He owns and operates Rapids Homes. It's a new business for a real estate agency. Pretty excited that he ventured off into, you know, his own direction, and I'm excited about the virtual tours he has.
Yeah. I apologize. David Farnborough, I got to look him up. We know David. We know David. He's joined us on the air here many times Realty Radio, our new segment that we have been doing with David, this kind of an evolution of Let's Talk Real Estate. I've talked with David a lot on air, off air, about this particular show that he's going to be doing with us, along with just, this new venture that he's on here and everything. And one of the things that I noted, I don't know if he noticed it or not, but I don't know if the community has when you hear him or anything, but one of the things that really stands out to me about David is, similar to myself, when you're a transplant, you have a different appreciation of the area.
Yeah.
You see it from almost a third perspective. Mm-hmm. And while you didn't grow up here and go to, you know, maybe the grade schools with some of the kids around here, it gives you that much more of an appreciation of, wow, it's really nice here. Like, this is a pretty cool community. Yeah. You got some really good people here. You got a lot of fun things going on here. Yeah. And it makes you also, with a lot of those feelings, a lot of, well, I appreciate this. I want to give back to this. I appreciate this. I want to add to this. It was a big change for me getting this position and getting an opportunity to be able to put into this community when I was kind of a knucklehead in this community when I was younger, dramas and everything. David and I have talked about this where it's a very similar thing for him. While he wasn't a knucklehead or anything, he appreciates what this area has given him, what he appreciates, this way this area has embraced him and his family, and he wants to give back to that. One of the better ways you can do that is with real estate and taking his skill set and taking it in this venture.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun that he's doing this, and we have a good time conversating together, but also I don't know many real estate shows. I don't know many people that are really putting a lot of time into that and getting that information out there. I appreciate that David works so hard on this and takes the time to really inform the audience. And there's so many people out there that are either thinking of buying a home or selling a home or getting into this. The information David is able to get across is not just vital, but it's local. It's detailed local information that he works really hard on researching and getting to, along with, we've had some fun conversations as well about comparing like what homes in England are like compared to here, and some of those conversations have been fun. David's got a wealth of knowledge and really, really loves putting it back into this area. It's a really good choice. Encourage you to learn more about Rapids Homes, everybody. You can go to David's Facebook page. You can find it from there. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce also has Rapids Home LLC. LLC on their link on their website, you can check out as well. And a nice choice. Nice to see David highlighted there. Yeah. That's pretty good. Good for him. Promise, as we're wrapping up, I just wanted to remind everybody that while we have talked about a lot today and we have covered a lot, there's so much more going on with your chamber. While we talk a lot about events when the chamber's with us, we don't get the chance to talk nearly enough, I feel, about being a chamber member and encouraging people to be a chamber member. Yeah. I talked about this sparingly a little bit throughout the conversation for a reason. While there is so many benefits to being a part of the chamber when it comes to how they can promote your business, the foot traffic they can create for you, the knowledge that they have of the area that maybe you don't have or isn't necessarily common knowledge or anything, all these things are great. But along with that is the PR and the added bonus of being able to tell your community, I support our community. Yes. I'm a part of this community, especially to new businesses out there. I've talked to a handful of new business owners because when you become a new business owner with the chamber, you join me on the air here for a little bit and we talk about your business. So that's a pretty cool get right there. But also, it's a chance for you to really understand your community. And that's business 101.
Yeah.
Knowing your audience. The chamber helps you do that. So I cannot encourage enough, if you are a business and you've been on the fence about this one, we encourage you to reach out to the chamber and become a member. Buy local, support local. That includes our Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce, our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the things we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Just go ahead and give us a call at 715-423-1830.
And you can go to the website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Encourage you to do that. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great things they're doing and going on in our community. Promise, looking forward to talking again real soon. You take care.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.